Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are now in the season between the resurrection and the ascension of our Lord Jesus. You remember that for 40 days after rising from the dead, Jesus prepared his disciples for a big change. He would return to the Father, and they would no longer see him the same way. So last Sunday, Jesus comforted them by saying he was going ahead to prepare a place for them. And he reminded them, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Today, Jesus continues that message. He's basically telling them, "This is how you will stay close to me, even when I am no longer physically with you." Think of it like parents leaving home for a few days. Before they go, they give instructions. Remember that? What you tell your children: lock the doors, eat what's in the fridge, take care of each other, call if you need anything. Why? Because the relationship doesn't stop just because they are away. It continues, but in a different way. That's the situation of the disciples. Jesus is going away, and they are wondering, how do we stay connected to him? How do we keep going without him physically present? And Jesus answers with a simple but powerful image. "I am the vine, you are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing." Now this is something we can easily picture. A branch only lives if it is connected to the vine. Cut it off and it dries up. So when Jesus says, "I am the vine," he is saying, "I am the source of your life. Everything you need comes from me." And when he says, "You are the branches," he is saying, "You are meant to stay connected to me and receive life from me." But note that Jesus goes one step further. He says, "Abide in me." That means stay with me. Remain in me. Don't drift away. So how do we actually do that today? Jesus gives us a very clear answer. We remain in him by remaining in his word. "If you remain in me and my word remains in you." In other words, we stay connected to Jesus by listening to his word and living it out. That means making time for scripture, reflecting on it, and letting it shape our daily choices. And what happens when we stay connected? According to the gospel, we bear fruit. The same fruit Jesus is talking about is love. Remember these words of Jesus: "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. Love one another as I have loved you." So this is very practical. It is not just a feeling. It is action. It means being patient at home, forgiving when it's hard, helping someone in need, checking on someone who is struggling, choosing kindness instead of anger. This is the fruit that shows that we are truly connected to Christ. And here is the important part for us today. Even though Jesus is no longer physically present, we are now called to make His presence visible. We are the branches. We are the ones through whom His love flows into the world. For a branch doesn't exist for itself. It produces fruit for others. In the same way, our lives are not just about us. We are here to bring life, comfort, and joy to others, especially those who are hurting, lonely, or in need. So this week, a simple question for us all is this: how can I stay connected to Jesus? And what kind of fruit am I bearing in my life? And we can all do this, especially because today, as we remember to honor our mothers, we are also reminded that all things that the gospel is asking us to do has been done by our mothers already. They are our living examples that this is possible in our life. So this is my prayer and hope for all of us. Amen.